Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of May 7th through 13th, 2012. Weird week to start all this up as an audio podcast, though. It seems all the big news broke last week. The biggest announcement this week was for the casts of the first two of the 5D Sun shows for next fall, and some details on the two of the other three for which everything has been finalized. Caesars in Atlantic City will see the return of the skating with the kids show, now known as Musselman's Applesauce Family Skating Tribute, filming November 2nd and airing on the 18th. Skaters include Nancy Kerrigan, Ekaterina Gordieva and Ilya Kulik, Todd Eldridge, Shailen Bourne, Jennifer Robinson, Marie-France Dupre and Patrice Lazon, Isabelle Brazier and Rocky Marvel, and Sylvia Fontana and John Zimmerman, skating with their various kids to music by Jewel. Unforgettable holiday moments on ice with Mannheim Steamroller in Phoenix November 10th to air the 25th will feature Brian Boitano, Elvis Stoiko, Joanna Rochette, Kimmy Meisner, Yuka Sato, Ryan Bradley, and Naomi Lang and Peter Ternyshev. The Skating Im Gymnastics Spectacular has now been announced as being hosted by Jamestown, New York, and on the skating side will feature Ashley Wagner, Meryl Davis and Charlie White, and Gracie Gold, with music provided by Disney and Nickelodeon musicians. Unforgettable Moments of Love on Ice has also made it back to happen January 19th in Kent, Washington, and air January 27th, but as I record the Sunday evening, the only name revealed so far is Kimmy Meisner. With the exception of the Skating Im Gymnastics Spectacular, which will be hosted by Peggy Fleming and two gymnasts, the series will be hosted by Christy Yamaguchi and Michael Weiss, who has transitioned into this role following the December groin injury that pretty much took him off the ice. Eldridge, however, has now revealed that he's needed his left hip replaced for 5 years, and this spring was no longer able to put it off, so he had the surgery on April 26. He says of the wait, "The last 2 to 3 years have been extremely painful, and I had to scale back on my jumping considerably. The pain has gotten to the point where I could only do limited jumps and spins during the shows on weekends. I would fly home during the week and only put my skates on to go to the ice to teach, and hope that it would be enough recovery to be able to do the shows the next weekend. But fiancé Sabrina Kobachi is about to give birth to a son, which is why he's in the family show, and he wanted the replacement to extend him to as late a date as possible, and he wants his son to see him skate in person. He's expected to return to the ice in 6 months, and he wants to perform in Stars on Ice as well, and speaks of D-San shows plural, implying he'll be in at least one of the yet-to-be-fully-revealed casts as well, though he's not going to be pushing anything if the rehab doesn't go well. He and Kobachi haven't set a date yet. They're going to handle having the baby before dealing with the wedding. Over in Japan, the cast of The Ice was likewise announced on Japanese TV, with Mao Asada being joined by Takehiko Kazuko and Narumi Takahashi, who are both in the show too, her with Mervyn Tron, of course. They will be joined by Yuzuru Hanyu, Kanako Murakami, Taki Komura, Meryl Davis and Charlie White, Jeffrey Buttle, Alina Leonova, Maya and Alex Shibutani, Jeremy Abbott, Javier Fernandez, Mirai Nagasu, and Adelina Sotnikova. China, not to be outdone, saw a press conference Monday for Artistry on Ice in June, in which Sui Shen and Hangbo Zhao again confirmed it will be their last performance before they start coaching full-time. Elsewhere in China, in the aftermath of the announcement last weekend of Dan Zhang's retirement and Hao Zhang is getting a new partner, there is now rumor that Yui Zhang and Wei Lang too are split, amid Yao Bin saying there may be more changes to come amid the Chinese pairs. The only split anywhere announced this week, however, is of junior British ice dance team Kate Louise Bagnell and Roy Shanahan. Back west, over in Sun Valley, Kim Navar and Bent Rementry will be performing during the summer again, following their tour around Europe as part of Holiday on Ice. They have said, however, that their second year with the latter will also be their last, both saying they've enjoyed it but are getting worn down by the travel and want to settle down. But Rementry sums it up, 2 years of that lifestyle was about right. It's hard to travel so much. Those long contracts keep you from doing other things. Up north, Canada has their own Stars on Ice tour now in full swing, with Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer getting much FaceTime and multiple interviews on off days, including occasionally with each other, and doing photo ops at newly opened chocolate boutiques. The show passed this week through Winnipeg, Regina, and Calgary. Quite a few other Canadian skaters were performing this week too at the Central Ontario Ice Show Saturday in Brampton, Ontario, including Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier, Karis Ralph and Azure Hill, Alexandra Paul and Mitchell Islam, Alexandra Naharo, Adriana DeSantis, and Andre Rogozin. Paul and Islam were also among a handful of skaters this week to make musical announcements, with her tweeting that their free dance would be to Ennio Morricone's score from Legend 1900. It seems Canadian ice dance teams are following Virtue and Moyer's MUV example. The week after Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier made known they were skating to Mary Poppins for their short dance, and Vanessa Krohn and Nicolaj Sorensen announced they were skating with each other, the latter also announced their short is to the Sound of Music. One assumes the Lonely Goat Herd will be involved. A third announcement came from Timothy Delensky, whose short program is to a jazzy cover of Beyond the Sea. He spoke this week of working on his triple axel and maturity of presentation as he transitions into senior, and that he will train for part of the summer in Colorado Springs before debuting this short there at the Broadmoor Open in June, and pass up his normal stop at Liberty to instead compete at Skate Detroit at the end of July. There is also a report on Wesley Campbell. After debuting his remix Bolero short at the Ice Chip Show in Boston, he revealed he is currently considering two possible pieces of music for his free. He plans to Olympian at Liberty has already been constantly performing and found it to work to his advantage psychologically, saying, I've done a lot of skating, a lot of coaching, and gained a lot of perspective since Nationals. I totally choked, but I'm still alive, and I have a completely new attitude about skating. It's not about winning anymore. It's about doing what I do best. It's fun. I like it. It gives me some freedom. The remix Bolero actually originated in the third annual Young Artist Showcase, now in its second week, and the judges are giving this year's competitors high praise, calling it a whole new level of quality. Week 2 was Tribute to the Masters, where the 8 young choreographers were required to do a tribute to a dance choreographer, and when not all of them knew much about any, chosen choreographers ranged from George Balanchine, who inspired Bibi Liang to a more balletic Firebird than is usual for a skating program to that music, enlisting Mariah Nagasu to perform it, to Mark Ballas, who got a tribute from Dancing with the Stars fan Muriel Chambers, getting to a song written and performed by him as well about his suicidal uncle. Other programs included Sean Rabbit getting a female friend to skate his tribute to theatrical jazz dance choreographer Jack Cole, and Amy Nunn, Garrett Kling, Mark Hanretty, Catherine Hill, and Robert Mowdy also doing tributes to more modern dance choreographers. The last originally choreographed a bolero, which Wesley Campbell performed for him, then they worked out a competitive version. The website, youngartistshowcase.net, has a poll running for the best program, and so far, Hanretty's tribute to the Rambert Dance Company is running away with it. Audrey Weisiger, meanwhile, announced on YouTube that next week will begin a Masters All-Stars Showcase contest, this time with no prize, just some alumni competing for the fun of it. We don't know what music Brian Joubert is using yet, except that it won't involve Matrix, and that he will not work with David Wilson this year, instead going back to Albana Denkov and Maxime Stavisky. Meanwhile, his countryman, Florent Imodio, is apparently having trouble picking his music, as he has posted on both Facebook and Twitter asking for suggestions in all caps. Other skaters, however, have come to Toronto for their new programs, including Kira Korpi and Daisuke Murakami, and also arriving in Toronto this week to begin training there full-time is Yuzuru Hanyu. An interview done with him last month has been published in a Japanese magazine, in which he talks about injuring his ankle so badly in practice at Worlds he nearly withdrew from the competition, and how at first he wasn't happy as being known as the skater of Tohoku, who survived the devastation of the earthquake and tsunami, but has now grown into it. He spoke briefly about his change of coach and training location, emphasizing his wish to train in an environment with other top skaters. Another interview published this week was with Alina Leonova, who says she's letting her silver medal from Worlds sink in, and she believes she did everything she could this season, except at Europeans, has become more independent moving to Novogorsk to work with Morozov, and that she can beat the younger Russian girls. She will have 2 new programs, and while she wanted to do a tango, Morozov forbade it because he thought too many people had done it, and they are instead looking for music for a cheerful and entertaining short program and a long program with a character. She wants to place higher at the Grand Prix finale and win Nationals, which, by the way, Morozov didn't want her to attend last year. On the other hand, there is word coming out of Russia that some of the men who are lower in the field may choose to retire this summer. As I record this Sunday evening, however, the only actual name come up is Artem Grigoriev, and he is not confirmed. Back in the U.S., meanwhile, the USFSA have published the 2013 season team envelopes and updated their international selection pool to add the newly announced pairs of Kaitlyn Yankauskas and Joshua Reagan, and Lindsay Davis and Mark Ladwig, though they have not added dance team Anastasia Olsen and Kiefer Hubble, and are instead still listing Caitlin Hiwoyak and Michael Bramante, who are known to be split. Looking further ahead, Greensboro, Boston, St. Paul, and Denver, the cities that have bid for the 2014 Nationals, are now shortlisted as candidates. The USFSA is apparently looking at which city can draw the biggest crowd. The club competition season is also underway, with the May Day Open going on in Laurel, Maryland, though at the senior level, the only event was a ladies' short program with 5 participants, and winner Courtney Taylor, just up from juniors, didn't quite break 40, scoring 39.91 to narrowly beat Katie McBeath, also just up from juniors, who scored 39.04. In fact, newly junior skater Maria Yang, who topped both segments of the junior ladies, matched them with a score of 39.36 in her short before scoring 67.97 in her free. 2 junior men skated the short, Marcus Mimimbis beating James Schletitlich by exactly 1.42.04 to 41.04, but only Schletitlich skated the free, scoring 101.81. And finally, an 11.5-minute promo was uploaded Monday for the documentary Ice Dancing the Raw Egg. Released by Official Hotel Paranoia Films, it covers 2009 British Nationals, where the Carers prepared for the Olympics and the other teams fought for the second place behind them, though it seems strangely unaware that Christina Chitwood and Mark Hanratty, one of those teams, actually couldn't go to the Olympics because she didn't have the citizenship. It is currently listed for the Hollywood Fringe Festival in June. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.